So the question is, how do we make that right selection? If selection's so important, wonderful. Well, obviously, the first thing you got to do is you got to get clear in advance about what you really want before the hypnosis takes over. You know what I'm talking about. You meet somebody and your heart just goes. You don't sit and make a list. I like this. I don't like that. I wonder if it's the right team fit. What if they value this? No. Your body goes, yes. Right? Your heart goes, yum. Your spirit is alive. You're dancing on the ceiling, right? You don't sit at that time and go, I wonder if our natures will reinforce one another on an ongoing, consistent basis. Let me go back to that tape Mr. Robbins created and see if it makes any sense. You're not going to do that. So the time to do it's in advance. Right? Before the hypnosis takes over, before you become sucked in. So you start to get smart. Because I hear people all the time say, how come I keep attracting the same kind of idiot into my life? How do I do this? What's the matter with me? What's the matter is you aren't deciding in advance the exact qualities of a person you want. You don't have a strong enough standard. So what's happening is in your desire and need for love, your attraction strategy is being fired off. But listen, we can be attracted to all kinds of people. And you can be attracted to people on the outside who are just extraordinary, but on the inside, they're not your match. So you got to do it up front. So how do you do that? Well, let me walk you through an exercise that you can do right now. Now, again, as I'm saying this, some of you may say, but wait a second, I'm already in a relationship. Yes, but even if you're in a relationship, here's what I want you to do. I want you to first get clear on what is your ideal. What are your ideal musts? Because once you know what they are, you can kind of coach your partner into that direction and vice versa. Also, some of you listening to this tape, I know, have been in a relationship for a period of time that in your gut you know it isn't right, but you're scared. You're scared to fail. You're scared to be alone. You're scared if I end this relationship, then I will have failed again. My marriage or my friendship or my whatever won't happen. But the only great failure in life is to live your life in a relationship where two people really don't share the same values and the same goals and the same direction. Because you deserve in your intimate relationship at least to have someone that shares enough of those in a complementary way that enhances both of you. Remember, the purpose of a relationship is to magnify your human emotions. And if you're in a relationship with someone who has different goals and a different nature and different values, you're going to magnify the negative emotions, aren't you? The conflicting emotions. But if you can find someone that you're aligned with, and again, that doesn't mean you're identical to. There certainly can be differences, but those differences are enough to stimulate rather than to separate. Then you got something that's really magical, and you got to be honest with yourself. I mean, if there's a theme for a fulfilling life, it's self-honesty. Because it's so hard. We're afraid to look the tiger in the eye. But you know what? The tiger, when you look him in the eye, is not that strong. I mean, you can look him in the eye, and you'll notice he could back off. You can look the tiger in the eye, and once you know what you're facing, the unknown is always scarier. So I'm not suggesting you have to end your relationship. I'm not suggesting you have to create a relationship. I'm suggesting you got to know what it is you really truly want, and out of that list, what are your musts? Because in reality, you won't always get everything you want, at least not right in the beginning. Relationships grow. And besides that, you may not be the prize peach of this person either. You may not be everything on their list. Let's be honest. You rarely attract someone who has everything you want unless you're everything that they really want too. So it always comes down to working on yourself first. Running from a relationship is never the answer, because the problem is you'll take you with you. And pretty soon you'll be happy in the beginning, and all of a sudden you'll have the same challenges all over again within 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months or whatever. So you've got to know what do they really want. What are their musts? And if you become that for them, if you're both working to become the ultimate person for the other person, meeting their deepest needs in a way that also makes you grow and expand, you're going to be fulfilled because you're growing, you're expanding, you're fulfilling, you're contributing, and you're loved. There's nothing like two people that are growing and developing, and they stimulate each other and challenge each other and love each other into a place that's greater than they've ever been before.